Back up to the original discussion about things that we could possibly work on together that might be of concern. We talked about, just in a recap, we talked about possibly Matt building some additional discussion points or whatever into the SOP and advancing that to agents, hopefully getting feedback prior to arrival of the vessel. Talked about the bathroom scenario and possibly trying to find some porta-potties, I guess. And a handicap porta-potty would probably be
right in
order.
There may be an opportunity to have
folks
chip in on that, too.
Working on that, Greg discussed the item. Counselor Westcamper discussed her possible submission or impending submission of an ordinance for idling. The ADA implements with that. We talked about what else did we talk about?
On the porta potties, I just add that let's not assume they're necessarily porta potties. You know, who knows? Maybe there's a need for a full facility down here for a number of reasons, and the experience of the visitor is perhaps improved.
Well, I think any type of
the water based system. So let's just say facilities as opposed to porta potties.
And any type of a consideration that for that would be obviously for the cruise industry to consider that type of a partnership. You know, it's what does the future visitation look like, which basically led to your mention of, you know, number of ships, frequency of ships, size of ships, things of that nature. So it was, you know, obviously those two discussions go, I think, hand in hand.
And then also I look at that as the collaboration between the cruise industry and the city when we're looking at redoing our harbor plan and
which is on the agenda.
Maybe
we should talk about that now.
If we're going to be looking at our harbor and redesign and everything else, I think if it's, you know, the city decides they're going to cap or just leave it wide open for cruise ships, that we should have that discussion with the cruise industry and work together as to, you know, what's going to benefit the city and benefit the cruise industry and how can we work together and, you know, maybe even get some help financially from the cruise industry to, you know, help redo the harbor for what's benefit for the city. But,
and Mike did say it's been done in other ports.
That's correct.
So do you want to take on that discussion point right now and talk about what the proposals are down here and the existing plans that you have and what you folks from the Harbor Management Commission are looking at for improvements down here so that we can have kind of an idea of where that all is?
I mean, in my mind, it's still premature. The group that is heading up for the harbor plan is just starting to group now. I know in the past we've had a harbor redesign committee and they come up with a design, but I think that's all being looked at now. The harbor has been discussed over the last year because of Yachting Solutions want to increase their marina activity down here. And that's what generated all this talk. But at this point, we don't have any concrete plans of what we're really going to be doing.
Matt, you mentioned last night something about a consultant to be hired for the Harbor Management Plan review, the environmental part of it. Is that person been selected?
Not that I know. I said it's probable. I didn't say it's
fine. Oh, okay. Because I really think that it's a very important harbor, a big growth spur. I really would like to see I know there are academics and others that would love to be part of that plan to make it as good as possible for the marine biology ones and sociologicals. And I think it'd be good to get their help in putting this together and not rely on just the same consultant to do the dredging things. And, you know.
It's a good idea.
So that's separate from, that's the Harbor Redesign Committee, which has been a long-standing committee. Is that part of your committee, or is it just a separate committee?
No, there's two. The Harbor Redesign Committee was dissolved this year, if I'm correct. But they did come up with a plan, but with that plan, there's also some floodplain issues. So like right now, the Harbor Master's office is in a floodplain and it's going to have to be moved at some point. So logistically, and thinking about bathrooms and permanency, for right here, that probably isn't the best discussion. The second thing that council has done is taken away from the Harbor Management Commission, basically, that there will be a rewrite of the Harbor Management Plan, which has not been redone in I don't know how many years. That is an ad hoc committee.
95?
Oh my gosh. I know. That is an ad hoc committee. There have been adjustments here and there as, you know, things have shifted, but as a whole, it has not been rewritten. The confusion is that people are thinking it is simply about the cruise industry, but that is not. That is a piece of it. That's a very small piece of what the ad hoc rewrite committee will be doing. And the rest of it is a complete rewrite of the whole Harbor Management Plan. But people in the community keep thinking this is specifically all about the cruise industry, and that's not true.
And I just add, we also at the same time have an update of our comprehensive plan underway that will have goals and strategies related to the harbor, and we anticipate that the harbor use or harbor management plan will then delve into some of those and additional ones of their own in more detail. So there are those two processes going on over a period of, let's say, 12 to 18 months with some synergies between them. And I imagine what both of them will do, or at least what we anticipate both of them will do, is look at what's been done to date, and that includes some of the old master planning, and see what should carry forward in this new integrated look. So that's all on the table, and we'll see. We've applied for some grant funding to get some technical assistance to the harbor use plan, and hopefully we'll have a consultant to help us with
that's,
that.
That's the question that Don was asking Matt, that you're there to answer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So your timing is for looking at the yachting solutions, the environmental review, the comprehensive plan, and the harbor management plan is 12 to 18 months.
I would separate out yachting solutions from that because they have a business proposal that would go through the normal permitting process.
Well, and how long is that process?
Well, they'll be going in front of the planning board. So they can be going in front of them any day now. They've are redoing their initial design that they wanted that was approved 10 years ago, maybe, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're redoing that and bringing it back to the planning board here shortly. So they'll be underway within the next year.
But there's certainly a lot going on. I'm glad that we're here because it's very confusing to, you know, not having directly being given information on a regular basis. You know, I'm searching for it at this point. So that being said, is it possible that the cruise industry be included in, you know, what the discussion, as the discussion moves forward, so that we understand what the considerations are? And if there's a way that Mike can help contribute to the discussion, I think that would be, you know, he has obviously staff, and then the grants have committees that work together under you know, they have an operations committee and security committee and all kinds of different people from the grants looking at different